fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 30th day of October. Prepper tip of the day. It's a book, free download at my website, long out of print. Used copies on Amazon typically run about $300, give or take, 916 pages. I have an original copy of it myself. It was a gift from a friend back in 1995. It has just been printed. Here's the title, Matrix 3, Volume 1. Here's the subtitle, The Psychosocial, Chemical, Biological, and Electromagnetic Manipulation of Human Consciousness. Here's what you do. I know, but personally, I don't like to read a book on a glowing screen, especially something that long. Forward it by email to your favorite place to have printing done, FedEx Store, Office Max, Office Depot. Have them print it out on 3-hole punch paper, put it in 1 really large or 2 smaller 3-ring binders, and you got yourself quite a reference book, an amazing reference book. Why is this book so big? Good question, John. Here's why. Typically, a reference book of this type, they would give footnotes directing you to the original source material. Instead of that, they published the original source material. That's why it's 916 pages. So, wintertime is upon us here. We'll lose that daylight savings time over the weekend. You may have some evening hours for some discretionary reading. This is a book that you'll find really handy to answering many of the questions you may have about what's going on in our society and why. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom began a quest, truly a quest, more than half a century ago, to become quite knowledgeable in anything and everything to do with not only ham radio, but emergency communications, electronics in general, to the point where he's developed a lifelong career involving radio frequency engineering, electronics, and related topics. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. We finally have some sunshine here in the Ozarks. Isn't that something?
Well, it's 3 days of rain. For us, is a lot. If you live in the Pacific Northwest, they kind of get used to it, I guess. But 3 days of no sunshine and lots of rain was unusual for us. I'm glad it's gone. We got sunshine for the next week or so. And maybe slightly cooler than normal temperatures, but not too bad. In fact, I'll have the Triumph out today to take it to my mechanic's shop, and it'll be about a 45-minute drive and temperatures in the high 40s. That'll be a treat, won't it?
It will. Yes, it will.
Now here's why it's a treat, ladies and gentlemen. My Triumph TR6 does not have a windshield. It has two small, what's called racing windscreens, Brooklyn's racing windscreens. It's kind of like a motorcycle with four wheels, and it'll be all buttoned up with a tonneau cover covering up the passenger side, and I'll have on appropriate gear, my lambskin aviator's helmet, it'll be okay. It'll be a fun trip, actually, in the sunshine. Well, Tom, we have a national election. It's coming Tuesday, the third day of November. Tomorrow's the last day of October, the third day of November. Lots of prognostication about what would happen between now and then, what's going to happen Election Day, and what's going to happen after Election Day. Very little of that prognostication has been positive, has it, sir?
No, very little has been positive. We don't know what's going to happen, but there could be some turmoil. So we're all trying to be as prepared as possible.
We are. We are. Now, most of this calendar year, we were advocating people get their ham radio license. That's obviously not going to happen between now and Tuesday, obviously. It's not too late, though, to if you already have a scanner, to make sure it's in good operating condition. Buying a scanner through Amazon or some other place like that, the odds of you getting it before Election Day are pretty slim, I'd say. Possible, but very slim. Maybe finding an appropriate scanner, ways to listen to the local authorities at a local retail outlet, or maybe from one of these electronic forums that people have locally to buy and sell things locally. You may be able to find some equipment like that, or maybe just meet up with the ham people. It's easy to find where the ham clubs are and who are members, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it's wise, though, to try to find a ham radio club in your area. You'll meet interesting people there that have interest in common, and many of them will be able to help you to set up your equipment. Whether it be ham equipment or even simply a scanner or a shortwave radio, they'd be more than happy to help you get it set up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the question comes up when you're in my position is, John, how can I find people of like mind? And I'll recommend several things. The first would be find your local ham radio club, as opposed to other things, maybe a gun club or a conservative Christian church. You'll find some people of like mind there. Some. But with a ham radio club, 9 out of 10 are interested in preparedness. That's unusual and unique, isn't it, Tom?
That's true, but it does seem to be the way it goes. Most ham operators are interested in preparedness and emergency communication, so you'll find some people there that can really offer some assistance if you need any in that area. They're there and willing to help.
Absolutely. Now, John, how do I do that? Well, here's how. Write this down, a simple website, ARRL, that's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima .org, ARRL.org website. You not only find every ham radio club in the United States very quickly, in a matter of 2 or 3 minutes, quite frankly, you can find the educational material you need to get started for training and educating yourself to get your ham radio license. You can find references to equipment for sale. You can have interesting stories to read about what's going on all over the planet when it comes to ham radio. The interactions between ham radio people and various civil authorities, without exception, for many decades, going back 80, 90 years, when there's a severe crisis, a tornado, a flood, a hurricane, a severe ice storm, and the communications break down, the civil authorities turn to ham radio people to get the word out and to have help with communications, don't they, Tom?
It sure seems to be the case, John, especially when there's tornadoes, hurricanes, AM operators are more than willing to help out with emergency communications. They'll get out there and help with search and rescue and whatever else they're needed for. They're always willing to help.
That's right. That's right. And ladies and gentlemen, you can be part of that also. Now, it's not too late. I don't know what's going to happen beginning the fourth day of November, the day after the election. I'm ready for whatever happens. I don't want it to happen. At this point in my life, I don't need another war. I've had one war, and one's enough for one human being. But I have hopes that things will return to normal soon. There's a lot of speculation that the COVID will go away immediately if Biden's elected, and that it will remain if Trump's elected, because the people that oppose us, socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, they don't want success for the Donald Trump administration. Regardless of what happens, life goes on. And regardless of what happens, we still need more people in the ham community, don't we, sir?
That's right, John. There'll be always a need for communications, and especially in these trying times that we're going through right now.
Tom, my guest the first hour, he uses OSB, quarter-inch OSB, for shipping to build crates for his rocket stoves. In the last, since COVID hit, since March, there's been a 500% increase in OSB. That's pretty shocking, isn't it?
Yes, and the prices have escalated. Are you saying the prices or demand? I know the prices have gone up on lumber in general.
Price, 500% increase in price on OSB.
Oh, boy.
What
you know, I bought about 50 sheets of that 10 or 12 years ago. I think I paid about a little bit less than $6 a sheet. I have no idea what it costs now.
Well, a quarter inch, half inch, how thick is it?
Well, you can't get, I think it's 7/16, something like that.
7/16, okay.
Yeah, just shy of a half inch.
Well, that same OSB is now 500% more valuable than when you bought it. What an investment. I don't know of any legitimate investment that you could do that with. Real estate, stocks, bonds, gold, silver. A 500% increase in less than a year. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, that is.
But we haven't changed the price of the energy cleaner or the mattress pads, have we, sir?
No, we haven't. We have not, John, and we're doing our best to maintain that. I keep a lot of the raw materials on hand, and we're set to go to make as possible.
I've been absorbing the increased shipping costs with the Postal Service. Over the 11 years I've been doing this with you, I've seen dramatic increases in my costs, but I've kept the price at the same anyway. The shipping cost, if you buy an energy cleaner and a mattress pad in the United States, is included in the price. So that's a good thing there. And when you and we do what we can to keep costs down, don't we, Tom?
Yes, we do, John. But it's a difficult thing, but I'm constantly looking for better sources, lower costs, et cetera. I have many thousands of the chips, the actual printed circuit chips that we use and the circuit board parts. I have plenty of that on hand, and it's the molding materials, plastic materials we use for molding the cases. That has gone up quite a bit, and taken delivery on quite a bit of that recently, and I have another order pending. It takes like 8 weeks from the time you place the order so you can get it actually onto a truck and shipped. But I did put an order in for another batch of that, and a little bit over one ton. So I've got it coming in.
Well, we have a new 6-volume book set available from the ARRL store. It's the 2021 edition of the ARRL Handbook, 6-volume book set. And here's some of the things that they cover. Radioelectronics theory and principles. Next, they have circuit design and equipment. Then they go to radio signal transmission and propagation. Then they move to digital, analog, modulation and protocols, then antennas and transmission lines, and then construction practices. New projects and content. Here we go there. PIN diode radio frequency switching circuits. A new section on transverters. Updated discussion of waveguides. New section on soldering tools. Antenna tuner troubleshooting techniques. Then they go to updated discussion of latest digital modes. Foxtrot Tango 8, Foxtrot Tango 4, Mike Sierra Kilo 144. Then they move to new feedline choke designs for receiving and transmitting, and then updated CAD software for TonoSoft. Now, all that for $59.95. I don't know if that includes shipping or not. But when I say it's your complete guide to radio experimentation, discovery, and innovation, they really do mean that, don't they, sir?
Oh, they do, John. And, you know, the American Radio Relay League publications start at the beginner's level, elementary entry level, very simple, explained in layman terms, so you can start at the bottom, but all the way up through university level books. And many of these books are used in electrical engineering courses at the university level, so they're quite handy to have. There's something there for everybody if you have any interest at all. My interest has always been the technical side of things, and I don't get on the ham radio too much anymore. I listen quite a bit, but I rarely talk anymore. I use it for shortwave listening, and I do listen to the hams, and I communicate with a few of them, but ham radio has always been good for me to try out the designs that I may fabricate. I might design a transmitter and make it from scratch, and of course ham radio allows me to put it on a appropriate frequency band and try it out on the air, see how it works. And that's what's nice about ham radio. It lets you experiment. You're not like other licensed radio services. The equipment is set up and you can't touch it or tune it or mess with it at all. You're not allowed to. But ham radio operators are allowed to build their own equipment from scratch or modify commercial equipment to do things it wasn't intended to do. You can do that legally and put these devices on the air and try them out in your local area or for worldwide communications.
Absolutely. Well, this set of books, the six-volume set, is 1,280 pages, 6 pounds, six volumes. It's a lot of educational material that would be good for many years into the future, wouldn't it, sir?
Oh, absolutely. And the Amateur Radio Handbook, American Radio Relay League Handbook, is something that every ham operator should have on their bookshelf. It's very important to have that because it covers everything that you would need to know, technical as well as operating procedures, so on. It's just really handy to have that in case you need to refer to it for anything that you might have in question.
Absolutely. Well, I encourage people, if you want to get serious about ham radio, to get this six-volume set. Tom, one of my neighbors called me the other day. He's downsizing. He's got some extra books in the medical area and mathematics. He asked me if I wanted them. I said, well, I'll come by and look at them today. My home library, which is the collection from several people, is probably close to 1,000 volumes at this point, everything you can imagine. A home library in the times we're facing could be a very important thing, couldn't it, sir?
Oh, absolutely. That can be very helpful. If internet's down, you need to research something as far as communications or electronics goes, the ARRL publications would help you with that. Who knows, John, if we can't get information, you're going to have to fall back on books. So many people have no books anymore.
I could tell you more about that, but we do have a break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 30th of October. This hour is sponsored by the Rocket Heater Company, Liberator Rocket Heaters, listed for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, we're talking about emergency survival communications. You have a question or comment about ham radio, emergency survival communications, related topics only, please. We have a new call number here at Republic Broadcasting. That new call number is 512-248-8252. I say again, 512-248-8252. Well, Tom, the ARRL website is the beginning point, the portal, the place to get started, the place with everything you need. I don't know how many ways different ways I can say it to get people to go there. If you're interested in emergency communications, this is a place to start, isn't it, Tom?
Well, it really is. There's something there for everybody, as we keep saying. And, John, you know, we we probably should talk about HTs, or portable handheld radios, a little bit now. As much as I don't care for them, mainly because of their limited range, with this upcoming election next week and some of the situations and turmoil we could be in, those types of short-range radios for instant communications might be very helpful. It's a possibility that the cell phone service could be non-existent in certain areas if government entities decide they want to use that service for their own needs. They could shut it down except for them. And
well, Tom, I know you've been busy. Let me interrupt you here, please. In the last 3 days, that actually has happened nationwide with all the major carriers, especially on the East and West Coast and some other parts of the country. There were unexplained interruptions in cell phone service for all the major carriers just in the last 3 days, sir, in case you're not aware of it.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I figured that may happen. It's hard to say.
It has happened. It has happened.
Okay, and we don't. Do you know why? Was it shut down on purpose?
The articles I read, it was unexplained. Now, some people reverted to texting. The texting lasted a little bit longer than the audio cell phone calls, and then the texting went away too. But the cause is unexplained. It was all the major carriers at the same time. Not quite nationwide, mostly East Coast, a little in the Midwest, and a lot on the West Coast. So it's already taken place, Tom. It's not a theoretical, philosophical exercise here.
Well, what I'd like to know is if the government users, those with the upper service levels, had uninterrupted service. That would be quite interesting to know. But this is where your ham radio equipment, or even GMRS or FRS radios, could come in very, very handy for short range, maybe up to 2 or 3 miles at the most. But even these low-powered FRS radios could be handy if you have to talk in a large crowd, or say there's something going on in your neighborhood. You could almost set up your own neighborhood watch using those types of radios, and that could be a very handy thing to have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for those short-range applications, they are ideal. Plus, there's, and we need to emphasize this, if you do go that route, think about this. You're not buying a radio. You're buying a system of radios. Your group, your family may need 4, maybe 8, maybe 20 of radios. You want to have them all be the same for the following reason. Many of them have proprietary batteries and proprietary chargers. It simplifies the logistics if everybody has the same radio that uses the same batteries and has the same chargers. Proprietary headsets. In a tactical situation, you don't want the audio receiving to be heard by anybody but yourself. You want an earpiece, so it's completely quiet to anybody but yourself. And of course a little microphone that you can talk into very quietly, because in a tactical situation, that may not be optional. You may have to talk quietly or not talk at all, right, Tom?
Absolutely. That's very true, John. And some of these radios come with that as an included accessory. But in many cases, you can get those as options. They're inexpensive. The radios themselves are inexpensive, but the options are handy to have. Headsets,
right.
Remote microphones, things like that. All
antennas.
Very,
let's not forget about antennas.
Yes.
More compatible antennas.
Well, now
compatible.
FRS... Right. On FRS radios, by law, the antenna can't be disconnected. On GMRS and other types, you can't unscrew the antenna and put an external antenna on there for greater range.
Exactly. And holsters. Holsters for the radios. So just keep that in mind. There was a scene in the TV series, miniseries, well, it was actually 2 seasons, Jericho, where they show a coffee table, side table, with about 20 different handheld radios. Each one has a different charger. And it was only maybe a 5 or 10 second shot of that table full of radios. But that was enough to make the point that, at least to me, you don't want to, anything you can do to simplify logistics is going to help you in the long run. And having all your radios be compatible with the same batteries, same chargers, same headsets, same holsters, same antennas, is going to help you tremendously, isn't it, Tom?
Well, that's absolutely correct. It just simplifies everything. If one system's down or the battery needs recharging, you don't have to think about where the charger is. You just grab the nearest available charger.
Tom, we got a break. Hold on. Hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 30th of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I'm going to see if we got this posted. I was told it was under the COVID-19 updates. Let's see. It would be there and there and there. There we go. The fourth one. We got four columns. The fourth one, it says Dr. Carol Northrup on RNA vaccine that will change a person's DNA. Talk about a highly qualified medical doctor. That's Dr. Carol Northrup. Highly, highly qualified medical doctor. It's a short video, just a few minutes. You really need to watch it. It will really get your attention. It really got mine. Something else that will help you if you've got arthritis pain, that would be the Energy Cleaner. Seriously, it will. Pretty much everybody, it's about 1% don't, but pretty much everybody with arthritis pain gets either complete or total or partial relief with the Energy Cleaner from their pain or arthritis pain. Would you like to sleep as good as a small child overnight like I do? That's where the Energy Cleaner comes in also. Seriously, it does. I go to sleep with minor aches and pains from being active around the ranch here, and I wake up pain-free in the morning, ready for the day's activities. As I said a moment ago, you can also. Check out the Energy Cleaner at my website, the mattress pads that go with it. Great combination. Wonderful combination. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Want to send me a check? My address is right there also. No problem. And a toll-free order line 24 hours a day, twice slowly. Here it is. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And yes, I do offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, we're talking about emergency survival communications and ham radio, two closely related topics, aren't they, Tom?
Well, yes, they are, John. And, of course, ham radio came about over 100 years ago because it was so valuable, even more so in those days, as there were very few commercial systems out there, and the ham radio operators picked up the slack when needed for emergency maritime situations, as well as storms and outages, just communications in general. The ham operators picked up the load. Been around for a long time.
The private industry, in terms of ships at sea and various navies across the world, were the first to really spend a lot of time and a lot of money on getting radios to work long distance, weren't they, sir?
That's very true, yes. And the distances were quite limited in the early days. They didn't go that far. And, of course, that's what the American Radio Relay League is all about. They've been around for about, close to 100, over 100 years. I think, I don't know when they started, John, 1914 or something like that. And they got their name because communications ranges were limited, so they had the radio relay. And one station would relay a message to the next station, and that station would relay it to the next, and so on. Almost like Pony Express would hand off the messages. And that's why it got its name.
Okay. Well, absolutely. Well, we don't know what's going to happen beginning next week, as far as, unless you're in Philadelphia and Washington, D.C., where it's already begun. We know the possibilities. My friend Dave Hodges, Mike Adams, Doug Hagman, these are guys that I know personally. We all share a mutual concern about what's going to happen involving the Chinese military forces and what's going to happen involving Antifa. We all share those concerns, and justifiably so. Communications, effective immediate communications in a fast-moving crisis can easily mean the difference between life and death, couldn't it, Tom?
That's absolutely correct. And the ham radio equipment would allow you to have instant communications. What a lot of people don't take into consideration, John, is that when using cell phones, sometimes there's a delay. I've seen even text messages take several hours to get through because of congestion. And sometimes the system's busy, you can't get through, but there might be some problems with dialing and so on. So sometimes, especially in high usage situations, the cell phones will not be reliable.
Right. Well, we've come a long way from family homes having a telephone on the wall of the kitchen with a long cord, and that was it. That was the only communication that the family had. Now even children have handheld devices that have more computing power than NASA had when they allegedly sent somebody to the moon, correct?
Yeah, I like that allegedly, because I'm in the same camp as that. I wonder if we ever really went there.
Well, I don't want to spend valuable airtime on that discussion. We'll save that for another day. In the meantime, what can you do in the next few days? Hand crank AM/FM shortwave weatherband radio would be a really great thing to have. Your local big box store probably has one. Besides AM/FM shortwave and weatherband, you can also have a light. You can charge up your cell phone. They run off an internal battery. They frequently have a solar panel on them. And the biggest, not well, number that big, but the best one you can buy is less than $100. Typically, the high end ones are around $80 to $90, and entry level is $25 or $30 entry level. So they're so inexpensive and so valuable. I would say every family should have at least two of them. Don't you think, Tom?
I would think so. I mean, the cost is low, and it's nice to have one and perhaps a backup. And then if you want to listen to nationwide or worldwide ham radio communications on the HF shortwave bands, you might want to also consider a radio that picks up single sideband signals that would allow you to listen to the voice communications of the ham operators. They all use, for the most part, single sideband for the mode of communications.
If there is a serious crisis in this country, the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, they will be reporting on it, and they will be reporting on it in English, won't they, Tom?
Absolutely, and you can hear them on multiple frequencies throughout the shortwave spectrum. It's not too hard to find their broadcasts. They're usually very strong signals, and it takes minimal radio and antenna to intercept those signals. You don't need gigantic antennas or anything like that. A 50-foot piece of wire strung out to a tree and connected to that radio will work. If the shortwave radio does not have an antenna connection to it, but it just has a telescoping whip antenna, you can just wrap that wire around that whip antenna, and that will extend the reception for that receiver. It makes it a lot better. So it's easy to set up, easy
right.
to use.
Now, out of Nashville, there's WWCR, Worldwide Christian Radio, WWCR. I haven't been to their studio, but I've driven past their studio, and they've got one of the most impressive towers for radio transmission I've ever seen anywhere, Tom. I mean, this thing is massive. And, of course, they got backup power there, and they'll be broadcasting shortwave also during a crisis, won't they, sir?
Yes, that's true, John. And some of these shortwave stations are actually also set up to be a backup system for military communications. Now, I know I've never met Dave Franz, but he owned, I can't think of the call sign now, but he owned a shortwave station, may still be on the air. I talked to him at least 15 years ago, because one of the broadcasters that was on his setup, I was setting up some studio equipment for them, and we ended up talking about technical things. And we talked for about an hour, and he was describing the system he had. And he told me that he was a backup system for any branch of the military. What people don't realize is even the strongest AM radio stations are 50 kilowatts for a non-directional clear channel station at night. For instance, in St. Louis, we have KMOX. They're 50 kilowatts, and they can beam that signal in all directions. They do not have a directional antenna. The shortwave stations, by the way, are directional. They, by law, have to have directional antennas, but they beam those signals in several directions, and they're quite accessible in this country as well. But they're mainly set up to broadcast to foreign nations. And they get around that by having extremely high power levels, much greater than the 50 kilowatts that is required. In fact, I think that's the lowest power level they can use. The international shortwave broadcasts that originate in this country are a minimum of 50 kilowatts. It might even be greater than that, but they have effective power ratings sometimes in the megawatt range. You have to take, look at the antenna. The antenna has a gain, and that effectively increases the transmitter power. And they call that the effective radiated power, and some of those are in the over a million watts of effective radiated power. So they're amazing. They're very easy to hear.
Well, it would be good to learn and find the what's called the clear channel AM stations nationwide. KMOX is one. Pretty much from the Rocky Mountains east at night, you're going to hear KMOX, aren't you, sir?
Yes, that's true. And don't confuse us with the network that's called Clear Channel. They own numerous radio stations. That's the name of the network.
Right, right.
I think the Bush family's even involved in Clear Channel, if I recall. But anyway, the actual technical term is Clear Channel, and that is a 50 kilowatt station. It has nobody else on that frequency at night, so they're very easy to hear. And in some cases, for instance, KMOX can be heard in many times the entire continental U.S.
Right, right. Well, learning which of those, where those AM stations are on your dial, would be an important thing. Most of these places are going to have backup power. And they'll be reporting, and of course, you know, I have to keep in mind, KMOX is a CBS affiliate. Is it? Aren't they CBS?
I believe so, John. Yes.
Yeah. So there could be some censorship going on, no doubt. But you're going to be desperate if the power grid is down and the internet's down. You're going to be desperate for news. You're going to be absolutely desperate for news, aren't you, Tom?
That's very true. And, you know, another thing for the ham radio operators, John, and I do this myself, many of the modern transceivers that are available today are also excellent shortwave and what we call medium wave, which is the AM broadcast band. They're great for that. And in my case, I use an ICOM 7410, 7410. That is an incredible shortwave receiver, and also it's an excellent AM band receiver all the way down into the long wave frequencies, but it covers the AM frequencies very, very efficiently. And I have a 350-foot, what's called an inverted L antenna. So there's about a 50-foot vertical section, and then it goes out about another 300 feet at about 60 feet in the air. And that, with that antenna, you know, I'm probably 75 or 80 miles from St. Louis, but John, I can hear that station that you used to broadcast on in St. Louis, and that's only a 500-watt station.
Right.
I can hear it crystal clear that many miles from St. Louis. So the ham radio transceiver can be used as a very good shortwave and medium wave receiver, and it might come in very handy in these coming days.
Well, that was WGNU 920 on the AM dial. They gave me my start in radio part-time back in 1995, 25 years ago. And it was a great training, 5 incoming lines, no screening. And about the second or third call during a full moon, if I didn't know it was a full moon, I'd ask my engineer, is there a full moon? Which we have tonight, tomorrow night. The full moon, I believe, is tomorrow night, Halloween night. That'll be a hoot. But it was good training, and I'm glad that I got it because it stood me in good stead. It's now become my full-time career. I've had enough murders. You know, being a homicide detective most of my adult life, I've done enough of that, Tom, and I'm quite happy being a radio talk show host instead of being a homicide detective.
Well, you know, John, your days at WGNU that's really was a great way to get started, because some of the calls that you got on there were incredible.
Oh, they were. Oh, yeah. They were. Some of them were quite strange and quite bizarre, to say the least. And as I say, no pre-screening. It was a hoot. Well, the topic at hand is what takes place on or after Tuesday, the 3rd day of November. Are you ready? You have what you need. If you don't have radios, good luck getting them. The ones we mentioned, you might be able to get at a big box store, some of those little, what we call blister pack HTs. would be handy around a house, around a neighborhood, around a ranch or a farm. You have to understand limitations and work within limitations, right, Tom?
Yes, that's correct. And, you know, John, some of the FRS HTs, or the little blister pack walkie-talkies, as we call them, some of those also have built-in weather radio capabilities. So if you're concerned about weather reports or tornado alarms, things like that, hurricane reports, you can pick up the local weather stations as well. They're quite handy for that.
They are. Understand limitations, work within them. And we have our last break. Call number 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late-night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 30th day of October. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, we're talking about emergency survival communications. We're encouraging people to visit the ARRL, that's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima, ARRL.org website. Begin your quest to get the information you need to not only become a licensed ham radio operator, but to gain access to your local ham radio club, to find vendors that are selling high-quality equipment, and to get started to get the knowledge that you need to survive a long-term crisis, because you understand everything there is to be understood about radios. Right, Tom?
Well, there's always something new to learn. I have over 50 years of hands-on experience, but there's always something I need to learn, so I keep plenty of books on hand, and I do research all the time. And I guess you could say if you don't learn something new every day, it's your own fault. I try to learn something new all the time. But it'd be handy to have batteries too, John. Anybody that has any type of equipment they think they're going to need batteries for, stock up at least this weekend. Flashlights, your radio equipment, whatever it may be, get some extra batteries while you can.
Absolutely. Batteries are not optional. These equipment need functional batteries. This is a good time to remind people, any device that takes a battery, if you're going to not use it for a few days or weeks or so, be sure and store it with the the batteries out of the device so that leakage can't cause any damage. That would be a smart thing to do, wouldn't it, Tom?
That's right, John. I chuckle a little bit. That'd be kind of handy, a magazine that feeds batteries into your radio as needed.
Well, yeah, I'll work on that, see if I can fix that up.
Okay.
Well, Tom, I got about 3 or 4 unsold energy cleaners out of the 28 I got from you last week.
So, yeah, I know. They're in progress, John. Constant production.
As my grandson would say when he was 5 years old, get to work, Grandpa, get to work.
Yeah, he's right.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, thank you, sir. Have a great day and a great weekend, and we'll talk privately soon. I appreciate you being with us, sir.
Okay, John, thank you, and you have a nice
thank
weekend.
You. Well, our last break of this hour coming up, top of the hour, we should have Dr. Lynn Wilbert with us, especially now that it's too cold to play golf. More likelihood he'll be with us. We'll be talking about health-related items. That's what we'll be talking about. Everybody loves Dr. Wilbert. Everybody does, and he loves being on here with us with our international audience, talking about health-related matters. If I haven't mentioned it this show, I need to help somebody get to the polls next Tuesday, provide transportation, provide child care, whatever it takes. We need everybody, all these conservatives typically don't vote to get to the polls. Here's our top of the hour break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. there. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.